Good morning. May 6th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. A few themes stand out today, including a major FDA shift on fruit-flavored e-cigarettes for adults and a fast-approaching funding deadline on May 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with the news, the Sacramento Bee reports that a Sacramento trauma center is losing funding as Proposition 36 shifts dollars. The Bee also reports that the state has filed suit to halt illegal kratom sales in Santee, California. At the national level, CBS News reports that the FDA has authorized fruit-flavored e-cigarettes for adults in what it describes as a major shift under Trump. That is a notable signal for anyone tracking how federal regulators are framing nicotine products. Elsewhere, Filter reports on a Louisiana proposal for a so-called homelessness court that would offer treatment and forced labor. On the social side, one lived experience post on X from 0x0 argues that the answer is not isolating people as a group, but instead taking each individual and surrounding them with what the post calls normal people and giving them a semi-normal environment. A couple of innovation and monitoring signals also surfaced on X. T.S. Burkhart warned that with synthetic opioids, such as nitazenes and cyclorphine in the mix, relying on a fentanyl test strip could directly endanger someone because those substances are not detected by it. Separately, Real Am Voice highlighted the new 2026 National Drug Control Strategy, saying the Office of National Drug Control Policy is focused on emerging threats and is using tools such as wastewater monitoring to track new drugs and stay ahead of them. That connects with a more public-facing messaging split around harm reduction. WyoFile shared that Wyoming's Community Naloxone Resource Map is designed to help residents access naloxone locally, listing 30 sites across 22 of the state's 23 counties. In contrast, another X post from DionDion12 criticized free drug distribution at sites the post described as tied to trafficking, crime, drug trading, prostitution, and child abuse. That post is best understood as an example of opposition messaging rather than a reported account. In research, a preprint titled Mechanism Design for Harm Reduction in Multi-Principal Carceral MOUD and Recovery Housing looks at harm reduction in carceral medication for opioid use disorder and recovery housing settings. Another study examines harm reduction utilization in an opioid crisis epicenter during the era of fentanyl inhalation, using a cross-sectional design. And a JMIR research protocols paper outlines the M-Proven trial, which will study machine learning overdose prediction paired with electronic health record nudges in primary care. On the policy front, Oklahoma has enacted a state law on fentanyl overdose and overdose reporting. The law addresses first responder reporting, immunity, prohibited acts, and a rebuttable prima facie standard that fentanyl was the proximate cause of death.
Now to funding.
One current opportunity is the Bureau of Justice Assistance FY25 Comprehensive Opioid, Stimulant, and Substance Use Site-Based Program, with a deadline of May 8, 2026. So that one is coming up very soon. A second current opportunity is the Bureau of Justice Assistance FY25 COSUP Investigations Training and Technical Assistance Program, with a deadline of May 13, 2026. There is also an open pitch opportunity from the Smart Family Fund through Angel Philanthropy, offering first-time grants for early-stage nonprofits ranging from $25,000 to $100,000. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in activism, the National Alliance to End Homelessness is urging people to send a letter to Congress supporting fiscal year 2027 HUD housing programs. Students for Sensible Drug Policy is also inviting people to apply to become an SSDP ambassador and join orientation. If either of those actions fits your work, this is a good day to note the application or outreach step. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.